following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, live from Cunningham's on this Husker Lunch Wednesday. The doors have opened as they do every morning, every weekday morning at 11 a.m., getting you ready for lunch in our Husker Lunch with Steve Sipple of the Lincoln Journal Star. He will be here from 12 to 1 talking about how the season has progressed so far. He'll be previewing the Miami game and, of course, the best part, answering all of your questions for Husker football, whether it's what has happened, what will happen, what you've seen so far in the Big Ten, injuries, local kids. It's all there on today's Husker Lunch here at Cunningham's. And we'll talk with Sip right at the end of our show today. We're real full. We've got Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report, talk high school football, what happened last week, and some good games on the docket for this week. Rick Squires, UNK volleyball coach, is going to join us for part of our Loper Link. A little tighter than it's supposed to be last night, I think, against Fort Hays State, but they're able to pull it out in five sets. And also, it is homecoming week, so with five individuals going in, Mike Smith is going to join us momentarily here to talk about what's going on this weekend, as he is one of the inductees. You can always get a hold of us on the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. The Twitter address is at ESPN1460, 1550. And of course, you can always Facebook us as well. A lot going on in the world of sports. Volleyball tonight, the Huskers taking on Creighton, and we'll talk more about that when Coach Squires joins us a little bit later on in the program. But let's kick off our Loper Link segment on this Wednesday, brought to you by Charter West National Bank of Kearney. You have the reasons, they have the loans at Charter West National Bank. As we said, it's homecoming for the Lopers. Missouri Southern is coming in for the football game at 3 o'clock, but there's also Hall of Fame ceremonies that'll be going on Friday and Saturday. The inductees will be introduced, and it's not just football, but that's what we're going to talk today. And Mike Smith is going to join us here on the Doug and Daddy Show live at Cunningham's. Good morning, sir. Congratulations. Glad to have you on the program today, and let's talk a little bit about getting to go into the hall. Your reaction when you found out that they'd like to have you come up this weekend?
I wasn't, prepared for it. I didn't think that I never tracked what I did real well. I knew I had a lot of fun, and that was what it was about for me. But once they said it and I started looking back, I was, you know, it's kind of settled in. It's been a while, but I'm starting to get accustomed to it, so to speak.
For me, I remember when I came to Kearney and took this job well before the Doug and Daddy Show. That was about the time that you were starring for UNK your junior, senior year. So I remember you were one of the first guys that I remember as a standout for UNK football. And I guess when we talk about this, we talk about not necessarily the individual, but everybody talks about the team that they played with. Just kind of remind the folks where UNK football was in the mid-1990s.
Kind of in a transition. We had jumped into the RMAC conference, kind of a step up from where we had been. And it just allowed us to kind of get a bigger pull of students, athletes from other states, you know, that we hadn't previously really been able to get our hands on. But it was just kind of a building, you know, transition in offensive schemes, a lot of changes that went on that were, you know, at that point we're good because I came in as a running back and they transitioned me to receiver. And at that point, it was kind of a quick learning curve, so to speak.
Sometimes it's hard to just teach speed. You had speed and that allowed you to do a lot of different things. But just because you're fast doesn't mean you're good. Talk about how your speed was maybe coached at that time to not only be a receiver, but to be an awesome kick and punt returner.
Yeah, that was the thing that was stressed. And, you know, I didn't have one kickoff return in high school or punt return for a touchdown. And the thing that they stressed to me was patience. You know, it's kind of like at the running back spot, you wait for things to develop. Don't be in a hurry. You know, and the first time it happened, I remember the coach looking at me and just saying, "You see?" And I said, "I see." So from there, it was kind of routine.
I saw a lot of green in front of me. Was it nerve-wracking? I mean, because position changes, especially when you go to the collegiate level, sometimes not everybody agrees with those.
I really didn't want to. I was uncomfortable at best. I'd never been a receiver. I knew I could catch the ball, but it was just something where I, you know, had been a tailback, and that's where I wanted to stay. But thankfully they did, because physically I wasn't the biggest gentleman you'd find out there, and it would have taken its toll on me.
We're talking with Mike Smith, former UNK running back, wide receiver, All-American, and he's joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show going into the Hall of Fame this weekend at the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Remind us, was this a move because they needed a wide receiver? Did we have a stud running back at the time? Who were you competing with when you arrived on campus?
Jeff Sykes was a gentleman out of Lexington, and he was just physically at that point bigger, stronger. And they made the decision. We had some injuries. I think Mark Uli was our running back at the time, and he had went down. And so Jeff kind of got plugged in, and I think after a few games he hurt his shoulder pretty bad, and that was you know, unfortunate, but it kind of took him out of the mix. You know, but at that point I had transitioned over and they felt like that was going to be the best position for me.
Coach Morris runs a very wide open offense. It was a little different back in the day. Tell us about that and how maybe if you're jealous that you could have played in this kind of system.
You know, I just I've watched the game on TV when they played the Missouri team, number one. I can't remember.
Northwest Missouri, yeah.
And I was just looking at the style of offense they run, and we were transitioning to that, but there was a lot more of the zone type runs, and they wanted to be more balanced, where now I think balance is relative to the game you're in. But yeah, it would have been a fun situation to be able to turn loose like that.
As you see the program develop, it's had some highs, and now it's having its rough knocks moving into the MIAA. I know you've kind of kept up to date. Being back here now, what do you see as this program has grown since you moved on and graduated?
You know, I read the article after the game this past Thursday. Coach Morris said, you know, we're coming, and it's true. You just see the way the program's progressing. You know, there's been a lot of interest. The new athletic director, Paul Polinski, he's really pushing to make this program something that, you know, the community can be proud of. And you know, people look at it. We live in a state where Nebraska is the number one. You know, and I love Nebraska, but my heart's with the Lopers, and I want to see them succeed. And I think that they're on that verge the next couple of years. Hopefully they'll break through and you know, be on the upside more than the downside.
As you get ready for this weekend's activities, you'll have a few comments, obviously. You'll get to see some old friends, some old teammates. Take us back to that time. We always like to refresh it doesn't matter what the Hall of Fame is or what the honor is. We always like to refresh that era. Some of the guys maybe you still stay in contact with, who you were good buddies with on the team. Just kind of refreshes who was part of the Mike Smith era there in the mid-90s.
You know, Shane Hatcher is one of my closest friends. Matt Cope, Matt Riedel. There was just we came in and there was, you know, 15, 20 guys in my freshman class. And by the time we graduated, I think we were down to six or eight. Mm. But just that core of guys that stuck around, you know, because college football is not an easy process, the school and all the responsibilities, you know, but it was just, and that's the thing about the football I love the most is playing was great, but just the relationships and the people and the situations and, you know, you really learn to trust those people and rely on them. And, I mean, that's just a good quality to have in life, to be able to trust people and rely on them and have those people you know you can.
Well, it's a definite one of those lessons that sports and activities, extracurricular activities, can teach young people. That's why we love to cover them and see them. Why Kearney State, Mike? Why was that your choice?
Honestly, they offered me a scholarship. If they wouldn't have, I probably would have ended up another direction. Nebraska was offering a walk-on, and I was thinking, if I go to Kearney State or UNK, I get playing time. I know I can earn that, and it might be, 3 years rather than a year or two. And I come here, and I ended up playing about a total of 43 football games in, 5 years. So
loved every minute of it?
Absolutely. If I go back, some of them I would rather do without, but, 90% of it was unforgettable, and the things that have happened with this whole process is just kind of a trip down memory lane, so to speak.
Well, take us down memory lane. Everybody has a moment. They may not say they do, but what's the Mike Smith moment?
Someone had asked me that, and I put a little thought into it. It would have been a game my senior year against Fort Hays. We won 21-24 on a field goal, but I scored all three touchdowns that game, two receiving and a kickoff return, which I think was my last one that I had. It put me at 7. So.
What about playing for Coach Boroff? He was working his way towards the end of his career, and just talk about playing for him.
I think a lot about Coach Boroff, just coaches in general. I wasn't probably the, as most of us young men aren't, the easiest gentleman to deal with, but the patience and just the things that that not only football but the coaches instilled in that sense is responsibility, pride. Taking care of the things you need to when you need to, and don't let them hang out there, don't let it drift. It's just things that have carried through life for me.
I know there's a lot of Loper fans that may be seeing your name pop up this week, go, yeah, boy, I remember watching him. He sure was good. What's he doing now? Well, I know you're here, but for the folks that don't know, let them know what you're up to.
I'm just a family. I got a 15-year-old son, Matthew, and a 10-year-old daughter, Emily. Trying to do my best by them, trying to get by working for a consulting firm out of Grand Island. We do environmental consulting, regulations, just a little bit of everything. And it's good because I'm not a guy that can do the same thing every day. I get bored. So this allows me a lot of flexibility, a lot of different things day to day. You never know what you're going to be doing. So,
well, going into the Hall of Fame with some good athletes, even some of them that were from kind of the same time period there, any recollections of the other folks that are going in?
I looked. Faces are all familiar. Kenya Crandall would probably be the one I knew the best, just because of the basketball. A lot of the – at that point, we really didn't intermix a lot. We'd run across each other, but every sport was kind of doing their own thing, and they had their own little groups and cliques, so to speak. But Kenya I knew pretty well. He kind of floated around. The other ones in there a little after my time, or I knew who they were but didn't know them personally. So.
Well, it's going to be a pretty good class going in this weekend to the University of Nebraska at Kearney Hall of Fame. And, Mike, congratulations on the honor, and thanks for giving us a few minutes here on the Doug and Daddy Show, taking time out of your day. I know it'll be a great weekend.
Absolutely. I appreciate your time.
Thanks, sir.
Yep.
That's Mike Smith. He is going in to the UNK Athletic Hall of Fame this weekend. Missouri Southern State's the football game at 3. They have the banquet on Friday night, and then be introduced, of course, on Saturday. And we hope that you can make it out on Saturday, or if you're invited on Friday, enjoy all that's going on as well. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We got more on our Loper Link. Rick Squires is going to join us towards the bottom of the hour. Andy from Midway is actually with us in studio. We're going to talk to him here in just a second, and we'll talk about everything that's else going on with the Lopers. Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report, Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star, because we are here for our Husker Lunch at Cunningham's. They're open now, so you can come in and have lunch right now and stick around for the whole 12 to 1 o'clock hour with Steve Sipple talking Big Red football. Until then, we'll take a break, and Andy from Midway slides in to chat with us. Andy from the Midway Auto Dealership's kind enough to slide in and join us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Keeping busy out on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and thinkmidway.com. You're growing, you're expanding. We've been talking about, I think almost every time you come in, okay, we have this many vehicles on the lots, and you were talking about the trucks earlier this week.
Yeah.
And then the next time it's a little bit bigger, and the inventory is growing, and you want to grow your staff a little bit. As you grow, you got to have some folks to help out.
Absolutely. And you know what? I think any manager or business owner out there, or just any person in general that works in a team environment, they can be the first one to attest that, yeah, it is tough to find good people. And we're very blessed in this community of Kearney, Nebraska, because we don't have some of the same challenges of like 7, 8, 9% unemployment. We have 3.5% unemployment, and it makes it awful tough at times to go ahead and find great people. And what we want everybody to know about is an opportunity that's happening at Midway. We've been growing and growing and growing over the past 5.5 years. we used to sell, gosh darn it, I don't know, 90 to 100 vehicles a month between both stores. I think in the last 4 months, we've sold about 850.
Cool.
So we've been heading in the right direction. General Motors, we're really excited. We're able to go ahead, and here in the near future, we're going to be able to start our remodel of the Chevrolet facility.
Nice.
What that's going to do is allow us to go ahead and expand and to go ahead and have a larger service facility, provide better service to our customers, make things more accommodating. And we're going to need people, you know, to be involved once we have everything completely done and set in stone. You know, same thing down at the Chrysler store. You know, that's a store that was 4 years ago selling 15 new cars a month, and I think we've sold roughly about 135 new over the last 3 months. So what happens is these people need to get their vehicles worked on. They need to come back, and we're growing at a very, 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 very rapid rate. And we're looking for great people right now. And what we're looking for are people that are self-starters, people that are motivated, people that want to work with customers, people that aren't afraid to try something new. And the reason that we're looking for those people is for the simple fact that we're growing, we're getting bigger, we're getting better, and we need people to come on board, and we need more great people. And we've actually got a website completely dedicated to that, and that is www.midwaycareers.com. Once you go there, it's very self-explanatory. The nice part is, too, is it's 100% confidential. Let's say you're at a current business right now, and maybe you love the business, maybe you don't, but maybe you think it's just time for change. Go ahead and put your information in there. We'd love to go ahead and contact you, maybe just have a visit and sit down and just see if it'd be good for both parties, because I'm the first one to admit, you know what, not everybody's cut out to be in this business, and you know what, I would probably be a terrible accountant, you know, so nobody's going to offer me an accountant job. So we want to get you sit down, we want to talk to you a little bit and just see if this would be the right fit. And like we were talking about the other week, it's not always if you want to change your career. What if it's you're in your early 20s and, you know, you've just been kind of doing some different things, or maybe your late 20s and, you know, you're looking to start that career for the first time, jump into something, go in head over heels and get dedicated to something, have a great opportunity, you know, working for a great company. We've got great benefits, 401k, just a great team working environment, great culture. And I think at the end of the day, for people that have worked in a bad culture or a bad environment, they would completely understand the difference between working in a good one. And that's what we try and provide, you know. So I'll tell you what, if anybody's out there and they're at all hearing this and they're thinking maybe this is something for them, go to www.midwaycareers.com, fill out the little bit of information there, and we'd love to contact you.
Quit slinging the hash, start making some cash, people. Midway is the place to be.
You were talking about Twitter, right?
Yeah, I wrote that out there all by myself. Annie, thinkmidway.com, midwaycareers.com. Check it out in the comfort of your own home or wherever you're on your computer and find out a whole lot more. Great to see you again, and hopefully we'll get some great folks and see some new faces out there joining you and expand the team.
Absolutely.
Back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
Listen, just wanting to lose weight for summer isn't going to get you into that killer bikini shape. You've got to make it happen. There's no better or faster way to do it than with Complete Nutrition. Don't wait another second. Get into Complete Nutrition today to get over that weight loss hump. Our consultants will help you find the perfect weight loss product to kickstart your workout and to have more energy, burn more fat, and get into perfect shape for summer without logging extra hours at the gym. Come on, summer's here. So what are you waiting for? Check out any one of the three new weight loss products available now at Complete Nutrition. They're clinically proven to shrink fat cells and help you safely lose 21 pounds and burn difficult abdominal fat 12 times faster than with just diet and exercise alone. So don't wait. Come into Complete Nutrition and get started today.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island near Gordman's. Call 382-8663. And in Kearney on North 2nd Avenue. For free shipping, call 338-1348.
Complete Nutrition.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options, but which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
For today, patchy fog possible early, otherwise becoming mostly sunny, high temperature of 82. Then for tonight, we have a slight chance for a shower or storm developing, with lows reaching the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro, currently at 64.
Duggan Daddy Show, our Husker Lunch at Cunningham's. Come on in and join us. Cunningham's Journal Loft and the Courtyard. Looks like we're back to having some beautiful weather and nothing better than live entertainment. And then, of course, being able to sit outside of the courtyard and enjoy your favorite beverages and meals. Come on in for our Husker Lunch today. Every Husker Lunch, we'll be giving away a $10 gift card. You get registered with your lunch purchase during the Husker Lunch and at the end of the chat with Steve Sipple or Sean Callahan as they alternate weeks. We'll be drawing that out. And a week before the Minnesota game, now that's not the last game, but it's the last home game, we'll be giving away tickets to the Nebraska-Minnesota game here courtesy of Cunningham's. And if you come in for the Husker Lunch or any college or NFL game, you can get registered at that time, and then we'll be drawing out for the tickets the Wednesday before the Minnesota game. Of course, Wednesday is wing special here at Cunningham's. 8 delicious wings, only $5. You can enjoy great food off the vast menu. It's new. It's improved. It's improved because they have more. It's always great. More skewers, more appetizers, daily lunch specials, burgers, pizza, great sandwiches, salads, whatever it is you want for lunch. They serve it all day long, 11 to 10. The kitchen is open here at Cunningham's Journal, the Loft and Courtyard. For our Husker Lunch, Steve Sipple is on hand today from the Lincoln Journal Star, and we will be chatting with Steve at the end of the program. Also, Rick Squires, UNK volleyball coach, is going to be joining us, and momentarily we'll be talking, in fact, momentarily is right now, with Bob Jensen.
It's time now for this week's high school football preview on the Doug and Daddy Show with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report.
He's got game.
People have been asking me, hey, it's September. Have you jumped into the sports season? I figure you're extra busy now. That's the course of the conversation a lot when I run into folks from around the area. And Bob Jensen, I know you can feel the same way as I do. I am in a weird spot this year. It's the football season is a third of the way over, and it's just like, okay, it's Friday. I got to go do a football game. Not got to, I get to. I'm not saying it that way, but I'm just saying, it's a third past us already, and it's hard to believe because I think we're still trying to get ready for the season.
You know, I am. I am underprepared for this, dude, as I am most things in my life. But, yeah, it does. I do kind of feel like the little kitty hanging from the branch in the poster from yesteryear. Hang in there, baby, kind of that deal. But, yeah, I mean, both you and me, though, we seem to have a winning record, so we're ready for the next challenge.
Well, we have some games to look forward to this week, but before we look forward, let's look back at what you saw in week three. There were some top 10 matchups. There was some good matchups, actually, in the larger classes, in classes A and B, and it's shuffled some things up.
Well, it did, and I'll tell you what, in class A, the thing that really caught my eye was Creighton Prep. It wasn't just that they beat Central, who we had rated second. It's the way they did it. I just didn't envision Prep as being that kind of big play offense. And they scored three touchdowns of over 74 yards and basically just dominated that team. And when you throw them in with Millard West, Millard West is another team. They're 1-2. They've lost to two of the top four teams in the state. And they are adding depth to what is already a really good top of Class A. And, in fact, it's so deep and so good that you hardly hear anything about Millard North. I wrote about that this morning. That's weird. Usually Millard North dominates Class A headlines. That is not the case because there's so much else going on. Grand Island and Kearney, both being part of it, both being top 10 teams.
taking a look at Class B, and for folks that read Huskerland Prep in the paper or online, you can see that you stayed in the eastern portion of the state and saw Scutt for the first time. Everybody's talked about that there may be a all-class top 10 team, and it looks like you didn't see anything that made you doubt that.
No. I tell you what, that is a good football team. Good in about every way that you can be good. Tremendous athletes in the line, a smart veteran quarterback in Isaiah Ramsey, and this Hunter Smith, he just turned Crete inside out. He's a powerful running back. I would guess he looks to me like he weighs 190 pounds. They just completely dominated Crete. And this is not vintage Crete, okay? This isn't John Leverson Crete, but it's still Crete, and they beat him up badly. And I, you know, right now, they just appear to me to be so much better than anybody else. I need to see McCook. I want to see McCook. Somewhere down the road, I'm going to see Elkhorn South, who I happen to like quite a bit. And we'll see. Right now, people are just in a chase mode, though, as far as Scott's concerned.
In Class B is McCook West team, and we don't have to worry about that, I realize, anymore. But as far as teams, you know, even west of Lincoln, I'll go from York West. Is McCook the best Class B team right now?
Well, I think they are. I mean, you know, McCook is McCook. They've got all those people back. They're a little nicked up. You know, they came into the season minus a real good defensive end, a kid by the name of Luke Lichty. And Colton Siss, their big stud at quarterback and linebacker, has been out for a couple of games. And by all accounts, he's not going to play this week either in a real, you know, as big as a regular season non-district game can be, a real big game against Sydney. Now, he is expected back next week for Aurora, if I understand correctly. But, you know, in spite of that, McCook's played just tremendous defense. The offense has also been good. I don't know, it hasn't been great yet. It almost undoubtedly will be great on a consistent basis. You know, the one time they hung up a big number was on Northwest, which is a team that's 2-1. But Sydney's going to make them work, and especially without Sis, I wouldn't be shocked at all to see Sydney win that ball game.
Let's take a quick look at C, D. I know the number that stood out to everybody is you don't expect to see Giltner get beat, let alone what Bruning Davenport Shickley did to him in the second half this last week. But I'm guessing it's more about BDS than Giltner. Giltner's going to be fine. We'll see him play Overton on Friday night on the breeze. But is BDS ready to start making reservations in Lincoln?
Well, I tell you what, I would. After something like that, that just doesn't happen. I mean, you would think, because there's all kinds of different types of good duty. You know that in the radio profession. Look around your contemporaries, okay? There's varying degrees of good. But BDS beat the stuffing out of a gold standard program. And, it isn't just the 82 points even. You can score a lot of points in eight-man football. But to score 38 in a row unanswered, to score 48 outscore a team 48-0 and a half that's got a real good chance of being in a state final itself, it's just amazing. And I realize momentum counts for something. But, boy, I tell you what, that is one of the more shocking results I can remember ever seeing. And as far as Giltner goes, they're going to be just fine this Friday. They're going to be fine from here on out. BDS turns around and plays High Plains. And High Plains has got a real good football team, got a quarterback by the name of Jabe Wirtz, who is a playmaker, and they've got some decent athletes, especially on the defensive side of the ball. If I don't know, you've got to figure BDS is a favorite, and maybe a little bit of a favorite in that game. But I think everybody should be curious to see what BDS has up its sleeve this week.
Talking with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report here at Cunningham's for our weekly Husker Lunch, and we invite you to come on down and join us. Steve Sipple, Lincoln Journal star, chatting from 12 until 1. Come and enjoy lunch. And Bob, we have some folks that have already funneled in here, and I know we have some Columbus folks here, so I've got to ask you about Columbus SCOTUS and Columbus Lakeview. Even though Lakeview's 0-3, they gave Kearney Catholic a battle last week, and then we talked about your Central City team last week, and SCOTUS handled them very easily. So what do you know about those two?
Well, Lakeview does. You know, Lakeview's just untested. I mean, really, they lost a ton of seniors. Hardly any of these kids have started a varsity football game, and to be honest, a lot of them weren't even real regulars. And so it would make sense. It's going to take a while for them to get their feet under themselves. Kurt Franzen's a real good coach up there. He has developed a real fine program over the years, and it isn't like Lakeview's going to go away forever. But you know, it's going to be tough. I frankly was real impressed with the performance they had last week. And so that's a step. That's a step in the right direction. I've seen SCOTUS firsthand, and the best thing I can tell you about Boone Central football, Boone Central Newman Grove, is that they made SCOTUS look pretty bad, and SCOTUS is far from it. They are big, physical. They're fast. I don't know. I just don't think they were prepared to play. And that's not a coaching deal. That's a program deal. I just think if they could have played Boone Central 4 weeks into the season, I just feel like it would have been a different type of ball game. But they got a kid by the name of Jake Boss that's a junior that plays linebacker and fullback that people need to know that name. He is an exceptional two-way football player, tough, 190-pound fullback, just ripped Central City up the other night. You know, SCOTUS is good enough, though. They've got Pierce this week, and that's another, you know, measuring stick. This is not vintage Pierce. Pierce is undefeated, but this isn't the big, strong, 220 pounds across the line type of Pierce. They're fast. They're smart. They're well-coached. That is a fascinating matchup to see who comes out of that with the win.
Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, as he does every Wednesday. Well, let's take a look at what we've got coming up here in Week 4. This is where you start to see some interesting matchups. You're not going to see a whole lot of unbeatens versus unbeatens deep into the season, but a lot of teams can get off to that 3-0 start, and we'll start getting into district play here. And let's start with maybe determining the best of the West in A, Norfolk at Grand Island. Does Norfolk have a chance here?
Everybody's got a chance. If I were to take my phone and dial up Kathy Ireland and ask her for a date, there's a chance that she would say yes. But I don't know. Norfolk hasn't played the schedule that Grand Island has, and Grand Island's defense, as always, is tuned up. Again, Burke has taken a fairly substantial step back. I think that's pretty obvious after 3 weeks. But Grand Island manhandled them last week. And by all accounts, you know, that defense has really found a stride. And Pierce Almond is just a wonderful quarterback. He's a smart kid. He's a real accurate passer. He's a good athlete. So the offense takes care of itself. Everybody's got a chance. I just think that Grand Island is a fairly substantial favorite, especially playing at home.
Another big game in our backyard that we'll have right here on ESPN Radio Friday night in C1, Kearney Catholic at Cozad. And for the folks that follow those programs, they know what this game was like last year. Just a quick rehash, Cozad down 2 touchdowns in the fourth quarter. They end up forcing overtime. They win the game, and they play unbelievable football, running the table and winning the state championship. I'll step up and say, Cozad probably right now is playing at the same level they were last year because they weren't outstanding the first half of the season. Kearney Catholic, I think, is struggling a little bit because they seem to be playing 2 quarters of football and struggling in the other 2 quarters. How do you see this game playing out Friday?
That's a legit point. Both of them, dude. And I guess to go back to last year, not only was Cozad down 2 touchdowns, they looked terrible. From my recollection, and I was at the game, I think Cozad had 3 decent plays in the second half. They all happened to be touchdowns, and they won the game. You lose a game like that, it doesn't end your championship run. And by the end of the year, Cozad was the most dominant state champion we had last year. But Kearney Catholic, I've expected a little more out of Kearney Catholic than what we've got so far. I think Coach Colling and his staff probably have too, his players probably have. I mean, when you've got your whole line back and they're big, strong, physical players like that, and you got a quarterback like Masker, who, you know, can sling it. You've got people all around that are athletes. It's just a matter of when, and there's a real good chance it'll be Friday night. I mean, Cozad had its own problems last week, going to one of the scariest places in the state to play, and that's Imperial, because regardless of the record, Imperial football teams are tough, they're physical, and they don't cut any slack. I mean, it's a tough place to win. Cozad got out of there with a 2-point win. I think Cozad, to some degree, is still getting its feet under itself simply because, again, they lost a tremendous senior class. But we could only hope, dude, that game is even approaches last year's game. That was one of the really great settings. There's nothing like going to a game at Kearney Catholic. Anyway, if they could find a way to keep Tim Manline behind the ropes, I think that would work in everybody's favor. But beyond that, it's a great atmosphere, and I suspect that this week at Cozad, it's going to be the same thing.
I don't even want to give Twin Loop / Sergeant any props this week.
The part that I like, dude, is how we send a copy of Huskerland every week at the bank so that Les can read it to Tim. I think that works out really well for both of them. It's a good way to spend their afternoon.
That is so kind of you. Last couple minutes here with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report. We're live at Cunningham's for our Husker lunch. Slide on in. Steve Sipple from 12 to 1 talking Big Red football. Get your lunch ordered and be in for Minnesota tickets. Be in for our gift card that we give away at the end of each Husker lunch. I think this weekend we're going to see the separation in D2, at least in the West. I'll be interested to see the rankings next week. Right now you have Exeter Milligan 2 behind St. Francis, Giltner 4, Stewart 5 is kind of the best in the West right now because they made the state finals last year. Then Anselmo Myrna 7, Elwood 9, Kennesaw 10. I've got a sneaking suspicion that Kennesaw can jump from 10 to 5 next week because I think the Exeter Milligan thing will play itself out. But Anselmo Myrna plays Elwood, and the way that game comes out I think is going to tell me a lot about if any of them are better than Stewart or Kennesaw.
Well, here's the deal, dude. There are questionable math skills in and around Myrna. Okay, that could be a problem this week because there's going to be like a billion points scored in this game. I tell you what, Myrna. I thought Myrna could beat Bertrand. I didn't expect them to score 68 points. Getting Trent Geiser back has changed basically every dynamic to that team. Anybody who gets to go to that game is going to see the Geiser kid and the Gilligan kid from Myrna and Zach Hackbart from Elwood, who is, by everything that Kevin Malberg has told me, a product of superior coaching. It doesn't hurt that he's 6'2", 210, and plays quarterback. He has been, I mean, it's just been pinball numbers that he has rung up these first couple weeks. So, yeah, you talk about the western half of D2. Whoever wins that game is gonna make a big statement. And as far as Kennesaw goes, you basically got to throw the Exeter game out. I mean, Exeter Milligan, I think, frankly, I will say for myself, I probably underestimated him a little bit simply because they lost so many key players last year. But they hit the accelerator right out of the gate, and they look like a state champion right now. And so, you know, Kennesaw's got a real good chance. We started them right around 5 or 6, I can't remember, in the preseason. And, you know, you take a step back after you get whipped the way they did in that first game. But, you know, they're on their way back up. And I will throw this out there, too. You talk about D2, Randolph. Randolph, we have them 7. They could be the top 3. They look fabulous. They've got a big, strong team. They won a couple games in the D1 playoffs last year. They're number 7 with a bullet, and it'll be interesting to see their season play out.
Bob, last moment, so let's wrap it up as we always do. Have you made your decision? Where will we see your smiling face this Friday, Thursday and Friday?
Well, Thursday, I'm going to go to Omaha. In fact, I may leave as soon as we get done just so I can get a place to park. I wrote about that. I tell you what, I don't promote things on the web very much, but I tell you what, the 6 questions feature that we put up every week, I don't know if anybody even understands what I'm talking about most of the time, but I do have some fun with it. And one of the things I did mention was this game. This is going to be a tremendous ball game. And as Friday goes, I'm still not there yet. I got to admit, McCook Sydney really appeals to me. And there's a whole bunch of 8-man games that also appeal to me. So I'll just kind of we'll kind of figure that out here in the next day or two.
Bellevue West, Omaha North Thursday, and look for Bob on the road on Friday, and we'll have Bob Jensen again with us next Wednesday here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Bob, always appreciate the time. Safe travels, my friend.
Yeah, dude, it's good to be with you. You get a second with Sip. We should all be so lucky.
Yeah, I'm awaiting the moments until his arrival.
All right, dude. Have a good week.
See you, Bob. Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And, folks, if you're thinking about a new pivot irrigation system for the 2015 season, now for a limited time, T&L Irrigation is offering their Harvest Special $5 per foot discount. You can save up to $6,500 when you buy a quarter-mile-long T&L pivot system by contacting your local T&L dealer. Or if you're not sure who that is or just want to sit in the office or sit at home and check out everything that's on the web that breaks it all down, shows you all the great reasons that you should be with T&L Irrigation, just go online to TLIRR.com. Be sure to get decades of reliability with a T&L pivot system. And again, right now, their Harvest Special, $5 per foot discount. You can save $6,500 on a quarter-mile-long T&L pivot. T&L Irrigation, proven technology that works. Loper volleyball coach Rick Squires and Steve Sippel, the Lincoln Journal star, still to come. Come on down, have a lunch with us at Cunningham's. Our Husker Lunch gets underway here at 12 noon. We'll be right back.
Hi, Sean Callahan here. I'm excited to tell you about a company I'm working with that will finally bring you the internet experience you've been waiting for. I'm talking about a company that is so reliable, so dependable, and has such amazing local customer service that you'll be wondering why people haven't done business like this before. Prairie iNet Fixed Wireless Internet will change the way you experience your world. Let's talk about their amazing technology. They have the largest fixed wireless network in the U.S., and because of this, they can pass their savings on to you. That means finally having reliable internet at a price you can afford. Another perk, no contracts. With Prairie iNet, you won't sign a contract ever. I've personally met the people at Prairie iNet. You can trust that you'll be getting a better internet experience, and more importantly, you can trust them. Mention my name, Sean Callahan, and you'll get a $100 Visa gift card and free installation for just signing up. Call Prairie iNet right now at 308-221-7844. That's 308-221-7844.
Today, buyers need the OneRocky.com edge. Finding out first is what gives you the best chance of finding the right home. Kearney's best real estate website just got better with customized listing notifications sent right to your email. As soon as a new listing meeting your criteria becomes available, you'll be notified. Log on to OneRocky.com and get signed up now.
Yo, this is Rocky. My customized listing service is not junk email. We don't even collect data. It's just my way of putting you first in the hunt for the right home.
Put Rocky Geyser in your corner because he cares.
OneRocky.com.
On our last episode of As the Wheel Turns, Carl was ending a long-term relationship.
Carl, I've seen how you look at other vehicles.
You just don't look as good as you used to.
That's because you haven't taken me to the Dent Popper. A new spray-on bed liner or bed cover will get people to stare at me. Custom-fit floor mats from WeatherTech will make me feel pretty on the inside.
Avoid the drama with a trip to the Dent Popper, north of the railroad, First Avenue, on the bricks, downtown Kearney.
To some, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. That's why TM Sporting Goods gives you that winning edge with top name brands and personal service. From seasoned pros like Steve Baradol and Tino Martinez, TM Sporting Goods, on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design.
Welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Starting to fill up here at Cunningham's for our Husker Lunch. Seeing some familiar faces from the last few seasons and glad to have everybody back. Come on in, grab a table, and order lunch. And again, here at Cunningham's, the Wednesday lunch special is the 8 delicious wings for only $5. Of course, you can get anything off the great menu here. And with your lunch purchase, you'll be in to win our $10 gift card for our Husker lunch, and you'll also be registered for the Nebraska-Minnesota tickets, which will be given away the Wednesday before Minnesota. If somebody here would let Gene Beerbohm sit at their table, he's looking for a seat, so it's good to see Gene make his way in. It is time for our Midtown Mart Cooler question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. When you think Miami-Nebraska football, what's the first thing game-wise that comes to mind? And boy, it was right down the middle. 50% said they remember the Orange Bowl loss, the failed two-point conversion. 42% said they remember Tom Osborne's first national championship, the two Corey Schlesinger touchdown game, the 95 Orange Bowl. We did have a couple of votes for other Nebraska-Miami games, but I think if you're older, you remember 84. If you're younger, you remember 95. Today at ESPNSuperstation.com, our Midtown Mark Cooler question is, which Derek Jeter retirement gift is the coolest? And producer Jeff has put down a whole bunch to look at here, and there's some cool stuff in there. The Royals donated money to his foundation. Of course, we know the Rangers gave him cowboy boots that were made for him, a George Bush photo from the playoffs. The Angels gave him a surfboard. The Cubs gave him their number two scoreboard piece from Wrigley. There's some really cool stuff. Vote now at ESPNSuperstation.com. Well, I hope he got a little extra sleep after probably the first stressful match of the year last night. The UNK volleyball team is now 9-0, but they had to go 5 sets in their conference opener against Fort Hays State. And our Loper Link continues with UNK volleyball coach Rick Squires. Coach, good morning. How are you feeling?
Well, I'm feeling a little bit better than I could have had things not gone the right way for us, but definitely an exciting night, more than we were hoping for.
I think we kind of went down this road when Nebraska had the close win in football against McNeese State. There's some comparisons here because you hear coaches say, well, we can learn some things from a loss. And you said right now maybe it would be okay if you had a loss so that that zero wouldn't be on this young team's loss column right now. But you can also learn a lot of things and win close games. So what did you learn last night besides that LaRose Curry can step up for you?
Well, that was certainly one thing. And you know, I think that if anything, you try to learn that, you know, things can turn on a dime in the game of volleyball, especially in our conference. Felt like we were in control of the match, and, you know, we really kind of shot ourselves in the foot in the second set. I mean, I kind of going back through the numbers, we made 10 unforced errors. At that point, we were still doing a pretty good job of controlling Fort Hays State's offense. That I think they only hit 053 or something in the second set. But we played a little bit down to their level. I'll give them some credit. They played pretty good defense in that set. But we, you know, we can go back through and find, you know, 8, 9, 10 points that we just kind of handed to them. And had we, you know, maintained a little cleaner level of play in the second set and go up 2-0, then, you know, probably it's a different match. But things turned around, and, you know, then all of a sudden, you know, they're starting to believe, and then they play a little bit better. And so, you know, now you're in that kind of a match. And that's just how it's going to be, I think, against almost anybody in our league this year. And with a younger team like we have, I mean, sometimes it's hard to imagine that until you've gone through it once or twice.
We're talking with the head coach of the UNK volleyball team, Rick Squires, part of our Loper Link here on the Doug and Daddy Show. You also had the MIAA Player of the Week coming off last weekend, which really was pretty successful out in Colorado. Tell us about your Player of the Week and then how you thought, besides her play in Weber, how things went the rest of the weekend for you.
Well, I mean, I think all in all it was a good weekend, and Katie Weber was certainly deserving of the recognition she received. She was just really our most consistent performer over the course of the weekend, just putting up very solid numbers. You know, coming into the season, we were hopeful that Katie Weber would do enough to become a regular in the rotation, because she's also one of those players that brings so many intangibles. She's got an infectious, positive personality. She's a competitor. She makes other people around her better. And so to see her kind of get over the hump maybe and get a little confidence was, I think, very positive. Our team was, I thought we improved throughout most of the tournament over the weekend in Colorado. The match against Pueblo was very similar to the one we played last night. I mean, we kind of jumped all over them and played great in the first set, let our guard down a little bit in the second set against a dangerous Pueblo team that had maybe the two best players in the game. I mean, a couple of Division I type level athletes. And so now all of a sudden, we're in a dogfight with them, and we barely win the third set, and then got control of things a little bit better in the fourth. I thought we played our best volleyball against Colorado Springs, who's got a very talented but young team, and had won three in a row and were feeling pretty good about themselves. And we just kind of jumped out and got six blocks in the first set and, really kind of got them on their heels all night and played very well. So I thought we'd play a little bit better last night, and we did for a stretch, but, like things can in this game, all of a sudden, you tighten up a little bit, lose a little confidence, and kind of wonder what's going on. And thankfully, we were at home, and we're able to do just enough to get a conference win.
Talking with Rick Squires, head volleyball coach of undefeated, fourth-ranked UNK. Even Coach Cook giving a shout-out in his press conference Monday, because tonight is Nebraska-Creighton, about all of the Nebraska high school volleyball talent. He says you'll see a lot of it on the court tonight. You're seeing a lot of it not only with you, but UNO, with Wayne State was mentioned. And what about your take on that? There, you wouldn't think there'd be that kind of volleyball talent to go around. I mean, you look at football and basketball, and there's not. Why is it in volleyball, Rick?
Well, I think Nebraska got a huge head start on the game of volleyball, going back to Terry Pettit at the University of Nebraska, and kind of the vision he had for the game and the enthusiasm. And, I don't think people realize how much work he did either with going out and spending time with high school coaches and helping them learn the game and running clinics. And so, that really gave the state of Nebraska a head start in the game of volleyball. It also seems to me like Nebraska was ahead of the curve in women's sports in general. So there's a lot of good women's athletics, girls athletics in the state of Nebraska. And certainly our colleges are the beneficiary of just really good high school volleyball, where it's treated like a major sport, especially considering the population base is not as big as a lot of the surrounding states. And, we've even noticed a little bit of that out our way. I mean, the western part of the state, with just some of the numbers declining, it's become a little more difficult for us to recruit some areas that we used to, but still, per capita, Nebraska volleyball is off the charts, and they know what they're doing. They're competitors, and so anytime we can continue to recruit here in our home state, it's something we want to do. Now, that's become a little more difficult sometimes, too, because all the other universities in Division I and Division II come here looking for players, and so even maybe as compared to 10 years ago when I was here, some of these players are getting a little harder to keep around because they have so many Division I offers. And so it's a little bit of a double-edged sword that way, but fortunately we've still been able to recruit in our home state, and hopefully that will continue.
Have you recently lost a player? I know that the football coaches have said we lose some players from time to time to Nebraska football walk-ons. Have you lost a player to another non-Nebraska Division I school?
We do. I mean, I can think of a couple of Aurora High School recruits right now who one's at Bradley, another one's committed to a Division I school down south who's still playing. There's a gal over at Donovan who's committed to Wichita State, and that's just two right off the top of my head. I mean, there's half a dozen to a dozen, of those types. The gal up in Gothenburg is going to walk on at Nebraska. So, I mean, there was a day when those kind of players, we were a little more of a destination than maybe we are now. And I think, you know, in the modern age where kids are just more educated, they can go online and see all these other places. It's kind of shrunk, you know, their world, so that, you know, they're willing to travel, especially to go Division One, and so it's you know, I think made things a little more difficult in that respect. You know, now that UNO is Division One, they can, you know, talk in those terms with recruits. So there is talent here, but in some cases, it's becoming a little bit more difficult to get them to think about Division Two, even though, you know, we think our program probably plays at a higher level than some of the places that these gals end up going, but. You know, that's the challenge. If it's not one thing, it's another.
And Rick Squires, volleyball coach, UNK, will wrap it up with this. You're home to take on a Central Oklahoma team. You'll have to fill me in on. They're unbeaten, but they're not getting any national pub, at least not in the poll this week. Then Missouri Southern before the football game at noon on Saturday. Just a quick look at what we've got this weekend.
Well, Central Oklahoma has been on the rise since Edgar Maraku arrived 3 or 4 years ago. He's a tremendous coach. He's recruited well. They are in a really, even though it's Oklahoma where there's not a ton of great volleyball, there is some really good volleyball right in his neck of the woods. So they get some local talent. They're just a very solid team. I you know, they haven't played a tremendous schedule yet, but they gave us all we wanted here last year. They have pretty much everybody back. It will be a battle just like most of our MIAA matches. And then Missouri Southern looks like they're improved over, you know, a team that had trouble winning any matches the last couple of years. I think they've already won 3 or 4 and played Central Oklahoma pretty tough last night. So that's going to be the nature of the beast, I think, this year in the MIAA. It's going to be lace them up tight and you better be ready to play. And so that will be the case for us this weekend for sure.
All right, Coach, we'll try and get some fans over to the Health and Sports Center, 9-0. Keep it rolling, and we'll talk again soon. Thanks for the time.
Thanks for having me, guys.
That's Rick Squires, head volleyball coach, UNK, ranked 4th in the country. They're home at 7 o'clock Friday night. They play at noon Saturday. The football team plays at 3. The women's soccer team is at Hayes Friday. Then they're home against Washburn Sunday at 1 o'clock. The men's golf team finished 10th at their fall invite that wrapped up yesterday at Owerri Dunes. Our Loper Link is brought to you by Russ Smith, Charterwest National Bank of Kearney, offering all types of loans from FHA, VARD, and conventional home loans. And for seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons, they have the loans. At Charter West. We'll be back with a couple comments from Steve Sipple and then our Husker Lunch here at Cunningham's. Come in, get lunch. Sip is here until 1 o'clock talking to the folks at Cunningham's. We'll be right back.
At First National Bank, we believe customer interactions are based on relationships, not transactions. That's why we created First National Checking, to prove our commitment to you and the community. This is not a one-time offer, but a demonstration of our ongoing dedication to put customers first. No hidden fees, no surprises, no hoops to jump through. For honest banking with no strings attached, visit one of our offices today. First National Bank, member FDIC.
All sports, one source, two stations. KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Kearney Crete and Block and Christensen Concrete Products have been supplying Kearney, Grand Island, and Hastings with quality concrete and masonry supplies for a combined 140 years of experience, including the new showroom in Grand Island on West Highway 30. Stop in today and let the professionals help you enhance the beauty and the value of your home and business. Kearney Crete and Block and Christensen Concrete Products, building generations one block at a time.
Convenient walk-in medical care.
Open when you need us.
Hastings Convenient Care.
No appointments necessary.
From sore throats to broken bones,
cuts, or illnesses.
Hastings Convenient Care is open when you need us.
Open 7 days a week.
Monday through Friday, 1 till 8. Saturday and Sunday, 11 till 5. Program the number in your phone so it's there when you need it.
402-463-6300. Visit online at hastingscare.org.
208 South Burlington, Suite 108, just south of the underpass.
The care you need at the time you need it.
Hastings Convenient Care.
Here's the Crossroads Ford Bargains of the Week. 2005 Dodge Quad Cab 4x4 with the Hemi, just $13,500. 03 Dodge Dakota Quad Cab, an SLT that's a two-wheel drive, $7,500. 05 Ford Mustang GT Coupe with a V8, now just $11,900. And just traded for an 04 Cadillac CTS, only $8,900. They are dealing and they want trade-ins. That's Crossroads Ford, Kearney.
Assisted living. Is it about help with the daily needs of living or about getting more out of life? Is it about the services offered or the spirit in which help is given? At Good Samaritan Society Hastings Village, the difference is in a philosophy that everyone deserves to feel loved and valued. In fact, it's a lot more than assisted living. It's a little help from your friends. For more information on assisted living, give us a call at Good Samaritan Society Hastings Village or find us on the web at good-sam.com.
Duck and Daddy Show live at Cunningham's with Steve Sipple, Lincoln Journal Star. Come on in, enjoy lunch. Even if you can only drop by for 30 minutes, we'll have it here for you. Get registered for the Cunningham's gift card. Get registered for the Nebraska-Minnesota tickets that we're giving away at the end of the year. Tomorrow on the Duck and Daddy Show, George Sedano from Sedano and Stink, ESPN. He's a Miami alum, and we're going to razz him a little bit, see what he has to say about the rivalry. Of course, Luke Hoover to answer your fantasy football questions from RotoWire, and Andy Hoffman will be joining us tomorrow. Of course, Jack Hoffman's dad tomorrow, the Team Jack Radiothon. We will have it here on ESPN part of the afternoon with our Hail Varsity program. It will be going on all day on our sister station, The Breeze 94.5 for pediatric brain cancer, and they have got some great guests lined up for tomorrow, and Dominican Sue, Rex Burkhead, and on, Danny Woodhead, so many folks, and they'll be telling you more about that. But Steve Sipple with us for just a moment before we turn him over to the masses here. Sipple, what's up, man?
Hey, Doug, it's good to see you, and it's good to see a good crowd here.
Always great to talk football. Is this... Because when we scheduled Miami, when we scheduled Miami, it was supposed to be bigger than this. Do you get that feeling? I mean, Miami freshman quarterback 2-1. They're not rated. Everybody wanted to kick their butt when they finally showed up to Lincoln, and they still do. But we've got a different feel, I think, and that's because maybe we just don't know enough about Miami. We're not sure what the Huskers have. It's been a roller coaster through three games. But I want to get a couple thoughts on Miami. Is it the Duke Johnson show? A lot about this running back. Is he the catalyst of this offense, especially with the freshman quarterback?
I think he's the catalyst. I also think that Philip Dorsett, the guy who's averaging 35.5 yards, he's a threat, obviously. Well, it's Duke Johnson, Doug, but they have very good receivers and a very good tight end. Okay, so now I think their line's ordinary, okay, and I think they got an ordinary quarterback who might be good down the line, but right now I'd say he's ordinary. So I'd say if you're saying that Nebraska's catching him at a good time, I'd say yeah.
Defensive coordinator John Papucha said after practice yesterday he's most worried about their big playability. A lot of Husker fans are somewhat critical that Nebraska, I chuckle, because if you drive down the field, you don't have big play capability. If you hit the big play, you can't drive down the field.
Right.
What about Miami's big play? Is this the game we're going to see? Who hits the big plays?
Well, I mean, yeah, I think that's a big part of it. But if it comes down to that, I like Nebraska in that type of game. Nebraska has proven big-time playmakers. You know, Nebraska's got some things to work out. I'd like to see Nebraska. Can they move the ball on Miami? That's a big question now. I mean, Miami's front seven's good. It's not great. You watched them against Louisville, probably, right?
Yeah.
They're good. They're not. I mean, you know how it goes around here. We always make the opponents sound like the best thing ever. And they're good. They'll be the best Nebraska faces. But I think they'll play it a little more straight, and that might help Nebraska. They won't be blitzing and stunting every play. So maybe that'll help.
Well, Sip, it looks like most of the folks are getting the lunch in front of them, so we'll turn it over to the crowd here at Cunningham's, and we look forward to seeing you every other week along with Sean here at Cunningham's,
buddy. See you Saturday. Thanks for having us. I appreciate it.
Lincoln Journal Star. Check out Husker Extra every single day. Steve Sipple of the Lincoln Journal Star. And don't forget Team Jack tomorrow. We'll have more about that. Andy Hoffman will join us. That's going to rack things up here on this portion of the Doug and Daddy Show. George Sedano of ESPN's National Sedano and Stink Show. Luke Hoover to answer your fantasy football questions. And, hey, I've got to wrap it up with this because my nephew and godson, Cody, is having his 11th birthday in Lincoln today. He's all fired up to go have some pizza. He's got football on Sunday, so I've got football to watch Miami. I've got football on Sunday. Got to go out to the park there and watch where they play all the little guy football, and some intense parents out there. Out at Sherman, there's some intense parents. Can't wait for that. So happy birthday, Code. And we want to thank Steve Sipple, Bob Jensen, also Rick Squires, UNK volleyball coach, and Mike Smith going into the Loper Hall of Fame for joining us today. We'll see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.